Everybody.
Everybody.
Let's be serious now, just for a moment. And let's all listen up.
The Tommy Edison Experience.
All right. Happy Easter if you're celebrating. And thanks for joining us here on the Tommy Edison Experience Podcast. Hope you're having a nice day and all whacked out on Easter candy and marshmallow peeps and all that stuff. And ready to have a few laughs. Because you know what? We're sort of your Easter bunny too. We got some fun things to talk about and check out and stuff for the next little while. And so as always, I'm joined by the one and only America's sweetheart, Mr. Ben Churchill.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm great, baby. How you doing?
Very good.
Happy Easter. Right back at you, sir. Right back at you. So it's Easter time here in the warm desert. Holy mackerel. Right, dude?
Ooh, it is a scorcher.
It's a scorcher. This is our first real taste of this kind of weather.
Yeah.
And you know what, though? So far, so good. It's without the humidity, because we're East Coast guys, and being out here in the middle where the humidity is like 7% is very strange. When it's near 100 degrees, it doesn't feel anything like it. It's very weird.
Yeah, I've gone camping in it once.
Yep.
Years ago.
Yeah.
But that was it. Not used to this, though.
No. And it's only April.
On a daily basis.
No.
Right, in July and August, it can get to how high?
Like a 120 Fahrenheit, which would be probably over 50 Celsius.
Wow.
Yeah, because like today, I mean, well, you figure the human body's what, 37.5 Celsius, right? That's 98.
Okay.
98.6. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's when you get to 100, you're at about 38, 39. Yeah, and you put another 15, 20 degrees Celsius on top of that. Yep.
Yep. You're good with the numbers there. And the math, you're quick.
Well, listen, there's a thing that I always joke about, but it's 100% true. And I learned it in school and I stuck with it. And we're going metric in 1980, you kids. So you better learn it.
Did they tell you that?
Yo, yeah. Like it was like they were going to throw a giant switch and all of a sudden it was going to be boop, metric system in America. And so stupid learned a bunch of it. I learned a ton.
Aren't you glad you know that, though?
I kind of am, actually. It's cool because, like, when I talk to, like, for example, I talked to Flo when she talked about something being 10, 15 centimeters long, I kind of have an idea.
Right.
Whereas, you know, a lot of Americans might not. So.
Right, sure.
There you go. But it's so nice to be back. And look, we had our first Patreon show last week, Patreon-only show last week. It was a nice time. Thank you so much for being a part of it.
Well done, Tommy.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. See, he liked it.
He did. He had fun.
He enjoyed himself. I'll tell you what, though. We have a little highlight from it because our friend June, who runs a Facebook group, made a little bit of production for us.
Oh, yeah.
And so this is one of the things you might, if you didn't catch last week's Patreon-only show, this is one of the gems that you might have missed.
Are you ready?
Get ready to experience the sounds.
Okay.
The Tommy Edison Experience.
Come on, man. I love this show. As always, I am joined by the great one, Mr. Ben Churchill. Like, this guy is awesome. Terrific. This is real stuff. Unbelievable. Come on, man. All right, for the can of quest. Well, there you go.
Come on, man.
That's what he's saying. Come on, man.
The Tommy Edison Experience.
Man. And it feels pretty good, right? Come on, man. Come on, man. I love this show. That's what he's saying. Come on, man. That's what he's saying. Come on, man.
Wow.
Wow. I love this show.
Thanks so much.
And the cough at the end is the best. June Bug, you are more than awesome. Wow. I don't know how you do it. I just love it. And I just, you know, like, I don't know you. I've never met you before. But you just seem to me like the type of person who's just up for anything and just, you know what I mean? I said that last week and I mean it. Because to just go out and make a little piece like that takes an awful lot. A lot of people would think about doing something like that and never do it. You know what I mean? And you went for it. So big up yourself, Junebug. Much love and thank you for making that and all that you do over on the Facebook group as well. Right, Ben?
Absolutely. Thanks, June.
A little explosive. Oh, and you know what else I did this week? What? I did something very strange. As somebody who's blind since birth, I bought a product,
yeah,
which I'm supposed to listen to.
Yeah.
before buying.
Yeah, yeah.
Without listening to it. I read about it and listened to people talk about it on YouTube and stuff. I bought studio monitors. I bought a pair of speakers. And I'd never heard them at all. And I must tell you, we installed them a few days ago. And I sat and played records for about, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours, right? It was a long time. Just listening to tons of different music because I want to hear them do all kinds of different things, right? And I did good. I'm proud of myself. I made a nice choice.
How did you make that choice, though, without hearing them in person?
It was, well, you were very instrumental. You said you got to watch people on YouTube. I read a lot of reviews and stuff, but to listen to people talk about them and to hear, sort of the passion in their voices, they talked about them and the way they describe things, because people aren't, it's not like text, right? There's emotion and things when especially when you're making a YouTube video. And I watched several people talk about these speakers and say the right things that I wanted to hear. One person, for example, said, you're really not going to need a subwoofer for these. You're going to be able to hear the really low bass. And I'll tell you the funniest story. When we unboxed them, Ben showed me one of them, and I went, oh, Jesus, it's so small. It's so little. But these little guys pack quite a punch. It's great. But, again, hearing people talk about them was really the deciding thing for me to make me choose them.
Did there were any videos where they actually played the speakers
video? They used to do on Home Shopping Club?
Yeah. Don't those sound great?
Somebody did actually, and they said, it's this type of microphone, this many centimeters away from the loudspeaker itself. And he had all sorts of information with it. And I was just like, well, okay, I trust you, but I'm, whatever. It was great to just hear people talking about them.
So what'd you get? Did you say what you got?
No, I got a pair of Yamaha HS7 studio monitors.
Wow.
Which is, they're really nice. I'm very happy with them. I was so freaked out just to buy a product I'd never heard before and something that I was going to listen to for a very long time. But as I say, it all worked out. So hooray for me and hooray for the internet.
You're okay with them. You like them.
Yeah, I really do. I'm very happy. They sound great. And they can, they stand up to all kinds of music, all the hits and all the other garbage I listen to. No, it's not. I was all, but it's just such a wide thing. On a Patreon video one recently, we did a video where I talked about music and a couple of things I like. I was thinking today I should do one. I never even talked to you about this, but where I actually picked like five from the charts from the, from the top 40. I think I could find five songs that I really like in the pop charts. I think so.
You? Yeah.
Yeah, I could.
You're
right?
Very open-minded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When it comes to music.
So maybe that on a future Patreon, we'll do five from the charts, five from the top 40.
Okay.
Five from the Billboard top 40 charts.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you, sir.
So Joe Biden,
So it's Easter today, and the president always gives a little Easter message, right, to America and stuff. It's always kind of, did you catch it?
I pulled it up. I grabbed the link just to be able to play it.
Okay, cool. Cause I didn't hear it. So should we all just listen to it? You want to all have a little Easter for the president?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go. Here
he is. Folks from the Biden family to yours, wherever and however you may be celebrated, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Oh. May God bless you.
What?
And may God protect our troops.
Wait.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, no. You just got made look stupid.
It's the wrong holiday. No,
what
really.
Happened? No, come on. Team, play the real one. Come on. Don't fool around.
Faith, courage, sacrifice, service to country, service to each other, and gratitude, even in the face of suffering, have long been part of what Thanksgiving means in America.
Sir?
Sir, it's Easter. Come on, stop fooling around.
This is actually, I found this random bite.
Okay.
I'll be thinking and praying for each and every one of you at this Thanksgiving, at your Thanksgiving table, because we've been there.
We've been there.
We've been
there. Isn't that weird?
Listen. We've been there.
That is weird. But that's a sort of Pittsburgh kind of Delaware accent, that sort of Pennsylvania Delaware kind of thing. We've been there.
All right, here's the real one.
Okay. No, stop fooling around.
I'm sorry.
It's very funny, though.
Jill and I want to send you our warmest Easter greetings to you and your family.
As we celebrate this most holy day, we know many are still going without familiar comforts of the season. The virus is not gone, and so many of us still feel the longing and loneliness of distance. For a second year, most will be apart from their families, their friends, and full congregations that fill us with joy.
This video is subtitled, by the way.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, maybe for the hearing impaired.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And yet, as the Gospel of John reminds us, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
The traditions of...
Oh, there's Mrs. B. Dr. B. I beg your pardon. I almost got this video in trouble.
Obligation.
Yeah, so encourage. He sounds different.
He does sound different, doesn't he? He sounds a little different in the Thanksgiving message.
We can also haste the day when we can celebrate the holidays together again.
This Easter, from our family to yours, we wish you health, hope, joy, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding.
Happy Easter, everyone. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Everybody.
There it is. In case you missed the
Easter greeting from the president this morning. That's pretty good. Yeah, that's... She sounds like she was a little off mic, though, doesn't she?
Yeah, great call. I was wondering about that. I was
She said... I mean, he did, but then when he wraps it up, too, he also sounds like he's off mic. It's like, microphone's over this way, over here, you guys.
Right, I wonder if it's because they had a boom mic and he's taller, so he was closer to it.
Okay.
Also, or it could sound like when you go to a shoot, somebody, they forget the mic or one mic doesn't work.
Well, when you watch interviews with people, a lot of time you hear the interview off mic.
Sure. Okay, right. Families, their
friends, full congregations that fill us with joy. And yet, as the Gospel of John reminds us, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
The traditions of Holy Week take us on a journey from sorrow to salvation.
No, it's all on camera. Audio. That's them dipping in and out of the audio.
But you can
hear him breathing.
Reminding us that with faith, hope, and love, anything is possible.
I don't know. Analyzing the audio.
He's taking a big breath. He's like, oh, here she goes with this again. He's doing his impression of an anchor in Arizona.
Reminding us that with faith, hope, and love, anything is possible.
Not the faith, hope, and love again, sweetheart. Really? You got to go faith, love, and hope.
No, he's just...
No, I know. I'm just
taking a breath. He's...
That's all. You've never been married.
No, sir.
I'm just fooling. Ah, that's great. You know what else happened this weekend?
What's that?
Baseball started. The opening of the Major League Baseball season. Isn't that exciting? And with it, it's a 162-game campaign. I'm a New York Mets fan. They have not won the World Series since when? 1986. Is it going to be this year? In the words of America's 12th largest furniture retailer, I doubt it, but we'll see.
How did you get into baseball? Because I know you, for as long as I've known you, you've loved it.
I love it. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. As a kid, I didn't understand it. I think it was as a little kid, it was one of those sighted things that other kids did, and I had to sit on the porch and wait while they did, and sort of, you know, and that was sort of not terribly much fun. I mean, I got to hang out with kids during, you know, while they waited to hit and all that kind of thing. But I heard baseball on the radio like in my 20s, and I heard Bob Murphy calling a game for the Mets, and I was like, wow, this is really interesting. And I listened to another one and another one and another one, and I just got more and more into it. And so that's when I started, and I've always been a New York Mets fan forever and ever. And it was one of those things that it took a little time to sort of understand as a kid. There's a lot of different things that happened in that game. I finally heard it on the radio and just really fell in love. And I've been a fan ever since. And it's very special to me. Opening day is just, it should be a national holiday, in my opinion.
Sure.
But it isn't.
No, it isn't.
It isn't. But.
But
we
got something.
We have something that I don't think you've ever seen before. This goes way back in the rack here from, when did we make this, Ben? When did we shoot it? In 2009?
Summer of 2010.
2010. Okay. Okay.
And put online a year later.
We did put online a year later. And this is what happened when I went to the batting cages in Connecticut.
Yeah, because at one point, Tommy, we posted the short clip, right, of you at the batting cage?
Yes.
It's like a minute long or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, just a little clip, yep.
We never posted this longer version, the full video that we shot that day.
Should we watch it?
Yes. I have it up on the screen already.
Let's see.
Here we go.
Was that the breeze from outside or from me missing so many? Thank you very much.
I love baseball. I absolutely do. It's my favorite game. And now I'm going to take a crack at it for real.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I've never played it before. I've never even held a bat in my hand. Now I'm going to try and see if I can hit a ball coming at me.
All right, I'm a little nervous.
A little.
Just a little bit nervous. All right, so how's this going? Like this? Let's see.
Okay, so we just saw you walk into the sporting place. What's this place called? Like some place in Connecticut.
Yeah, what is it called? Sports Center of Connecticut, right?
There you go.
In Shelton.
Yeah. And
on Route 110.
We just watched. Parkway. Yep, you and your friend, Norton.
Yep, that's right. Norton's with, yeah, because Norton's a big baseball guy, too.
Walking in and walking around the down the pathway.
I was so scared. I'm absolutely, you can hear it in my voice. I was absolutely petrified because baseballs are going to come flying at me. And, you know, people get injured getting hit by pitch. People have had their careers ended by getting hit by a pitch. So now you can see I'm freaking out.
Tommy's friend.
All right, dude. So how does this, I mean, like, I've never even held a baseball bat. So what am I supposed to do?
Well,
how does this work?
You're going to bat lefty or righty?
I don't know. Well,
if
wait.
You're going to try righty, put yeah. your right hand on top.
Right hand on top? Okay. Like this?
Yeah, get your hand all the way down to the...
All the way to the bottom?
You're going to have to...
Oh, so scared.
Keep it more like you're chopping wood.
Like oh, that. Like that level. That's okay. It. Like here, not
you
way
see
up high.
The yeah. bat's parallel, right?
Yeah. Oh, this, I'm going to get hurt doing this. You know, all of a sudden, I understand why free agents make so much money.
All right, now you guys are walking into the cage, batting cage. We see all the shots of the batting cage area.
Oh, my heart is pounding.
Getting ready.
Absolutely pounding in my chest right now. But isn't Norton a great teacher?
Yeah, and then just down at the bottom.
Norton's great. And there's people all around us.
Yeah, there sure are.
And a bunch of cages behind you.
Yep, you can hear it.
And then just swing it back, and like that.
Dropping the coin.
Oh, boy.
No lights on.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Oh!
Dude, step back just a... Okay, you're good. So now I'm going to tell you how to swing.
Okay.
Swing! Okay, you're going to have... I have to time it.
Okay.
Swing!
It's closer.
Can you hear it?
Sort of. No.
You know what? Hold on just a second longer when you hear that. Perfect.
High drive.
Perfect. Wow. A little bit sooner.
Amazing.
Wow.
Incredible. Man. I couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. Dude,
that was the first one.
That was the first one.
It's
first
all pretty much one take.
Yeah. It's all, yeah, you really didn't cut much, did you?
No, I think just the show, the progression, and the nerves leading up. Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, no. Way out front.
See, now I'm comfortable. Now I'm having fun.
I'm going to say when it comes out.
Okay.
Now. Okay?
Yep.
Now. You're good. Just go follow through. Now. 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 Now.
Oh, hit by pitch.
That was the first time I got hit. And it didn't hurt at all. It
That's
did not.
Great.
See, you can hear, you can totally hear that I'm much more comfortable now. Now that I've done it, now I've gotten to actually hit it. And now that I've been hit, I'm perfect. Now I'm fine. And I'm laughing at myself for being such a baby at the front.
Was Norton helping? Was the timing right? Or was it just too much?
No. He was doing great. Because I've known Norton since my first day of college. He was my roommate. And he was the second person I ever met there. Yeah. And I just love him to death. And we know each other very well, like you and I do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so he knows how to talk to me and, you know, how to do things like that. Yeah. He figured it out in no time, but, can we tell the other part of that story about setting it all up?
Yeah. There's a lot more to the video. Can we play in the video? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. But you want to see the rest of the video, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Take your base.
I think that's it.
Wow. So 2 for 40, I have a 100 batting average. That's like Michael Jordan in the American League when he was on the White Sox. He sucked.
You're coming in here and you're doing fine. Yeah. And you're like holding, I think you're like holding up here.
Yeah.
Okay, this is where you gotta really start to go through it. You know what I mean?
All right, we'll try it. I'm a little tired. Where's my multi-million dollar contract? Oh! Off the hand.
Down. Down.
There she goes.
Yeah, you're much more confident.
Yep. You can hear it.
Boom. Oh, not that. If Rosie O'Donnell and Madonna can do this, so can I. Oh, no. Way out in front of the fastball that time. High drive. Grounder to second. High drive. Deep to right. High drive. Deep to right. It's got to be extra bases.
Wow. So much fun. I'll never forget that day. And I can't believe it's all here. Like, we've never shown that whole video before.
No, I didn't realize how much we were there.
No, I know. We spent a bunch of time there, didn't we?
How did we get this set up? How did we pull this together?
I think we called and asked if it would be okay if we shot video there. But I don't think we told him it was going to be somebody with Blitz's birth who was going to be in the we were going to shoot video. So, right, didn't they sort of freak out that day and we're like, they're like, I'm like, don't worry about it. Everything's going to be fine. Just relax.
The guy was just sort of like, is he blind? Can you not see? Something like that. Quietly to me.
Yep. Yeah. That
and
was.
I said, yeah, I think so.
I think so.
No, what I said. No, I said, yeah. I mean, I'm saying, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I think he might be blind. I'm not sure.
I've known him for a few years.
I haven't talked to him yet.
Oh,
man. The guy's like, okay, I don't know. You know, you guys just do what you want to do. I don't really know what you guys are doing. So.
Yeah, I didn't see anything. I know nothing. Don't worry about a thing. Yeah, and that was the Sports Center of Connecticut in Shelton. That place is still around as far as I know.
Oh, yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so, too. They had two skating rinks in there. They had two levels of ice.
A little arcade area.
Yeah, they did. They had a putting green for golf and stuff. I actually did a video out there, too, at the putting greens at Sports Center of Connecticut at a company Christmas party once. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so. I think we filmed a video that day too.
Yep, we did.
Let's watch a little bit more. Only a bit
yeah,
more
let's time. See some. Let's see the rest.
That was pretty good. That was all right. It was cool, man.
I like that music.
I couldn't believe it. I could not believe that I had actually hit the baseball. You're in this cage, and baseballs are coming in front of you, and the object is to hit them. Now they're coming from this machine. You know, machines, I figured, like animals, you know, you can't trust them. And I was afraid I was going to get hurt. Nope, I hit a few. It worked. It worked like crazy. You going to try some, Norton?
There we go.
And a pitch. No, not that.
Norton's
it
up.
Is, I told you.
What's the master?
2-2 to Norton. Swing and a miss. Tough day at the office for the Norton kid. Might have to go back down to Buffalo.
That's there where the Mets system awesome. Was back in that. That's incredible, dude. I haven't seen that. Jesus, I can't remember the last time I seen the whole thing. I have no idea. Wow. That's fun. That what a trip.
That was fun. I think Francis was there. Our buddy Francis was showing
up. Yes, Francis was helping with camera, yep. And a couple other people too, wasn't there? One or two.
Chris and Lindsay and yeah, it's like a couple cameras and it was.
Yeah, we had a big crew that day.
You know, you say you were nervous. I remember looking at the footage, I can kind of feel the nerves we had as the film crew, because we none of us kind of knew what we were doing.
No,
we were trying to film a reality show segment.
Yeah. Cause
so we were nervous too in our own way. Wow.
What a trip, man. Well, I'll tell you what, you know what we should do?
What's that?
Yeah, like I'll tell you what do you think? If people want to watch that video, should we just put it on Patreon?
Sure.
Right? And you can just watch it there. If you want to see the whole thing, whatever, you can just go over to Patreon and that's one of the extras that'll be up there for you to enjoy, right? So patreon.com/Tommy Edison. Whatever you can do to help out the show and you get some content that you're not gonna get to see anyplace else. And we do appreciate you.
Nice going.
And also super chat today if you want to participate in tonight's show. We'd love to hear from you as well. Over $3, please, and it will get you right on. So if you have anything you want to say or discuss or whatever, We're here for you, and the Super Chat is always open.
It's funny you mention that.
Super. Superior. Superfluous. Chat.
It's not like I looked over your shoulder.
No, of course not. This is from... Maybe you did.
You know? Imagine.
There's conspiracies out there about
it. I know there are. Listen, Stevie Wonder, he's not the only one, my friend. Who's in Super Chat?
Ashley. Serious question, Tommy.
I had a very serious answer for you.
I always see in the movies, Americans wear their shoes inside. Is this true?
I generally, in the wintertime, yes. Well, in the wintertime, it's socks. I always sort of took my shoes off in the house. But now it's funny you say that because it's like I'm in flip flops now.
Yeah. So normally you do.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I think it depends on the floor too, though.
It does. I mean, if you have nice carpeting and stuff like my house, when I got the addition done and the living room all redone and everything, I had nice wall to wall plush carpeting and stuff. It was nice. And so that was, you had to take your shoes off to come to the Edisons.
I remember. That's right. That's right.
Remember, everybody did.
Yeah.
It was a rule. You had to. I was like, come on, take your shoes. It's brand new. It's still got that new living room smell, for heaven's sakes. Don't wreck it. Take your shoes off.
All right, gotta put your clean socks on. Make sure your feet smell good.
Yeah, exactly. Before you come over. There was a whole checklist of things you had to do.
Oh, pressure. What if you had your shoes, you got them wet in a puddle, and then a couple days later,
Oh, it's just, we can't even have it. I don't even want to. I shudder to think.
Stay out.
Stay out. Don't mess with it. What else is happening? Should we talk about this documentary that came out this sure. week, right?
Yeah,
there's a comic. I don't know if you've heard of him. I don't imagine a lot of people have yet. But he's been around for a while. His name is Kevin Brennan. And Kevin Brennan's sort of loud. He speaks his mind. He F's up a lot. And I really identify with him. I really do.
Yeah, stand-up comedian since the 90s, a little bit on TV, right?
Yeah, a couple of appearances, Comedy Central. He's done some talk show. He was on, I think, Letterman and a couple other things. Yeah, and a lot on radio, too. A lot of radio and podcast stuff.
So here's a little clip from the doc.
Yeah, let's see.
Channeled decades of churlish acrimony towards monetizing a six-year hissy fit. Persevering in an industry he spent his entire working life alienating himself from, his career could be surmised by the image of a demented vagrant pissing in the wind. To others, he cuts the figure of a comedic liberator. A no-holds-barred throwback to a funnier time, shining a light on the oversensitivities of modern comedy. A man who not only acknowledges the superficial and exploitative landscape that is the entertainment industry, but flatly refuses to play along.
He really, and we talked about another comic a few weeks ago on this show named Patrice O'Neill, and he was another person who didn't want to play. He blew himself up all the time. And this guy, I mean, he's around still. Kevin Brennan is doing his thing, and he just says whatever he wants.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
It was that intro for that doc that kind of caught my attention. I was like, yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah, it really is. Because when you hear what he does, you're going to understand. I mean, where's the part? Do you have the thing from Jimmy and Opie, right?
Yeah.
Where he's, this is crazy. Listen to this.
Because his radio appearances are great.
Yeah, his radio appearances are awesome. And, it's Sirius XM, so they can say and do what they wish. Then, they're not, beholden to the FCC and all that kind of stuff. So.
Here we go.
Neil one time said to me, he goes, I think I can date Molly Shannon. Like, who says that? Nobody says, most people say, I think I like Molly Shannon, but right. Neil's like, I think I can date Molly Shannon. And then he did, but because nobody else wanted to. Nobody else wanted to. Because she's a fucking lunatic. Like, I love her. She's a girl. She's great and she's sweet, just like you'd imagine.
Did Sarah Silverman really lose her virginity too?
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
That's cool. She wrote about it.
She wrote about it in her memoir in 2010.
Yeah, because I was I was running the open mic at Boston Comedy, and she was an open micer, so it was just a matter, because I told people when they got on, so of course she's gonna have sex with me. We had sex, and then she was young, and then there was blood on the sheets. Can I say? I can say all this.
Yeah,
yeah. There's blood on the sheets, so I said, I'm like, Sarah, were you a virgin? She goes, no. Why? I go, because there's blood here. She goes, maybe you're a virgin. I'm like, oh, she's a virgin. And there.
He's just saying that on the air.
Just on the air.
Could you imagine?
Just telling the, I mean, whoo. But she wrote about it too. So I guess, it was in her memoir as well. But
Did you hear? Did you know that gossip before watching?
No,
this doc?
I never heard that story in my life. Never. I never knew much about Sarah. The only thing I knew about Sarah, what's her face? What's her name? Sarah Silverman was that she was with Jimmy Kimmel, right?
That's right.
Yeah, they were together for a long time.
Right. Never heard about Kevin Brennan.
Nope, me neither. Me neither. It's crazy. What, do you have another clip?
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's see. Oh, so yeah, no, nowadays, he's definitely very aggressive. He's an aggressive comic.
Ooh, boy, is he, like, he'll get right up in your face. He'll just, oh, yeah?
Thought it was like...
So I guess so this is just jumping over to another podcast. Anthony Cumia's co-host just, what, bailed on him?
Yeah, just split. Went over to Steven Crowder thing. So this Dave Landau guy is out. So now here's Kevin Brennan.
His style's a comic is what's interesting, right?
Yes.
I just thought, like, how great... I'm like, Lando's not that fucking great, everybody. Oh. And also, I think he's a fucking bit of a...
He's saying that where the guy used to sit a week earlier.
Right. In this guy's chair. He's bad-mouthing him right there.
Something where he, like, he's a tough guy, but he's not. And then to fucking quit on you in a fucking email.
He swears so much.
Just like a shit. It's incredible.
Come on, man.
Well, I...
You guys are like, you spend enough time with a guy. Don't you just call up and go, like, I'm in a bit of a jam.
There
just,
are,
just,
you
just
know.
Be a fucking, just be a man about it.
He won't
it, go
stop.
Like,
he you know, won't I, stop. I just love, so. Hey, why doesn't he just, you know, just do it? What are you going to do? Can I take, do you know who he sounds like? Though? So in the beginning of that thing, you played a clip and it reminds you of, like, it's said to be reminiscent of older comics and stuff, right?
Yeah, right. Back in the day.
You know who he reminds you of? The first thing I thought of the minute I heard his voice. A very old comic named from Philadelphia named David Brenner. He sounds just like it's
back in the 80s.
Weird. Yes. Brenner was on the Tonight Show all the time. He actually had his own show for a little while. Billy Preston, I think, was his band leader. But yeah, you know, when everybody was getting a late night talk show after the success of Letterman and all that kind of stuff, everybody figured they could do it.
Let's see if he sounds like.
Thank you. Check
this out. Wow, you're making me feel good. I got a little upset. This is a little big on me, isn't it? Yeah. You know what the problem is? I always wear things. That's because I hate big things. I don't know why I did it, because when I was a kid, I had all hand-me-downs.
That's David Brenner.
So big
right.
on me. You know, I didn't see my hands until I was like 17
Brenner.
Years old. You know, and whenever my parents would take me to buy clothes, they do the same thing. They buy everything.
Yeah, that yelling and the fast-talking.
Yeah, yelling and the fast-talking and everything. What are they doing? My parents would take me to buy, hi, I'm David Brenner. Hi, I'm Kevin Brenner. It's the exact same thing. The exact same guy. Kevin Brennan, dude, you could tomorrow, you could go, like, do David Brenner shows. You know, David Brenner mania. It's not David Brenner, but it sounds and looks just like, I don't know if it looks like him. Yeah, I love it. It does. He reminds me so much of him.
I found this clip on a Joey Diaz podcast, kind of a tangent, but he was talking from 3 years ago about his career ahead of him.
Oh, really?
It's been more fun lately. I have new material. My podcasts are going good. So I want to, like, get out there. I want to be like, I want to have like a fucking late, I want to have like a late and late in my career renaissance. You know what I mean? Because it's hard, not most many people do it. You know what I mean? So I think it'd be cool if I could fucking have like, be like an old guy and be like, keep up with the fucking young guys. You know what I mean? Like, I work at a comedy cellar and somebody comes up and one of the young guys or if a young guy kills and I follow him, like, yeah, fuck you, motherfucker.
Okay.
You get the idea.
Don't usually play that stuff.
No,
on this show.
No,
but
you had to, because this is what this guy is.
So it's cool. I don't know. I just thought that was kind of interesting. 3 years ago, seems like he's heading in that direction.
Yeah, he sure does. He's doing a good job, and he's out there. He's, you know, he's always in the recommended stuff on, you know, I just see him popping up all over the place. So, you know, with the whole thing that happened with Anthony Cumia and Dave Landau, it's, you know, well, that's been in the news.
And he had a show called Burning Bridges. It seems like he pisses off a lot of people.
He sure does. Well, that's what he does. It's burning bridges. That's what he's done his whole career.
Yeah.
He speaks and he doesn't care what happens. And I got to respect somebody like that. And, you know, you F up a lot, but, you know, I've done that too in my career. So, you know, I've shot my mouth off a couple of times when I probably shouldn't have. Ooh, me? Yes. I imagine.
So, Tommy, I want to jump over to the Facebook group real quick.
Yeah, what's happening? Because, yeah, that's, well, it's growing. The Facebook group is growing big. Last time we were talking about trying to get over 100. And now we're well over 100, are we not?
Yeah, fairly new Facebook group, growing pretty fast now.
Yeah.
And you did reach 100, Tommy. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks to you guys for joining and being a part of the group.
Uh-huh. Well done, Tommy.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. And, of course, we got to thank our moderators. That would be, of course, Kay in the UK and the great Junebug, who makes production for us.
Yeah. Let's see here. So Kay actually posted an image just in time for the 100 members.
Oh, yeah.
In celebration, as they say.
Now, this is like a collage or something like that, right? So you were going to tell, because there's, what is it, 100 photos?
Yeah, she put 100 photos together in one photo to celebrate 100 people signing up. She said she Googled Tommy Edison Showgram, Tommy Edison.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
There's really 100
Tommy
photos
Edison
of me
Young,
online?
Tommy Edison Eyes. So it was all over Google.
Wow.
Yep.
Weird. How is it? How does it look?
Oh, it looks awesome.
Yeah?
Yep. She said that she realized how big of a star you were because you were all over Google, all these images.
Okay. That's
well
wonderful.
Done, Tommy.
Well done, Tommy. Thank you, Mr. Clark.
Yeah, so it's just a bunch of different images. Things from photos of your school photos.
Really?
Like a lot of the selfies that you took of your, you know, on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Photos on a red carpet. Photos from screenshots from sitting in the studio here.
Wow. So I would have figured you would have taken, I would have thought that these were all been photos that you've taken, but no, there's some other ones, like a school picture. How'd they get that?
Yeah, that was from posted, because we did videos about you growing up.
Okay, yeah, okay, I got you. Yeah. I got you. Yeah. That's wicked. That's so nice, Kay. Thank you very much.
So, yeah, pretty cool stuff. What else is in there? Anything else? I forgot some of these were out there. That's what was funny for me to look at this. I was like, where did that come from?
Really?
So many photos over the last 10 years of you being all over the internet.
On the internet. I know. We're coming up on our 10th anniversary in like 2 weeks.
So thank you, Kay.
Thank you, Kay, so much. That's tremendous. Wow.
A lot of applause tonight.
Well, listen, the crowd's good. They're right up. They were warmed up well. You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
It's always nice to have the crowd all ready to go for you when you walk in, right, Ben?
That's right. So there was another there's a podcast I wanted to pull up here.
Yeah.
Kill Tony.
Yeah. Now, this is a guy named Tony Hinchcliffe who is a comic, and he does sort of this kind of podcast meets kind of open mic thing called Kill Tony. Now, you told me that there's somebody on the show that I need to see. Now, you haven't shown me this clip yet, so, like, you ready?
Yeah, I found that I happened to come across this just randomly watching one of the recent episodes. Thought, hey, let's bring it on to the show.
Okay, cool.
Here's an example of just what the show's like, right?
Just to get a feel for what Tony Hinchcliffe and how it works and that. Yeah.
Wow, isn't that special? Come on, guys, we're here. We're in Austin. Make some noise. It's another taping of Kill Tony live at Antone's. The great Brian Redband.
Hey, everybody.
Here. Very, very exciting.
Wow.
Redband's doing the job I do.
Yep. And it's sort of, it's got kind of a cable access type of feel to it.
Totally.
Doesn't it?
Exciting stuff. Welcome to another episode. Big table tonight. Look at the size of this table.
Wow.
It's so cable access.
really big table.
But charming in that way.
It is. There's absolutely something charming about it.
And this is in Austin because they had to get out of L.A.
Yeah, right. Because he's part of that Rogan crew, right? Mm-hmm. With the Rogan and a bunch of guys that would sort of split L.A. and all went to Austin.
So, yeah, let's see. They introduced the band, of course.
Okay.
Let's pull that up, Tommy.
A live band.
Hey guys, how could I forget? How about a big hand for the fucking Kill Tony band, huh? Am I right? John Dees, Matt Muehling, D Madness, and Michael Gonzalez on the drums.
Ay, ay, ay.
He's got great food recommendations. This guy sent me to Polvo's South. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. If D Madness likes it, you know that means it's the best tasting place. He likes the scenery, ladies and gentlemen. He's blind, everybody, if you're wondering. Like, oh, does he just wear cool glasses? And
no, he's not from the future. He's blind.
That's very cool.
And that's Shane Gillis.
Oh, that's Shane Gillis. Okay, yeah. Okay. That's really cool. So there's, now, I have a weird story to tell you about Austin because I've spoken there a few times at Access U that they do every spring. And we were hanging out at South Congress one day, and I was with my ex at the time, and we were just, you know, having a couple of beers in the sunshine, just listening to live music. And she goes, I think the guitar player in this band is blind. I said, wow, how do you like that? That's very cool. And she's like, you know, I think the not after a minute, she's like, I think the entire band is, and they were. There's apparently a school for the blind in Austin, and there's tons of blind musicians, and so they work, and these guys work at this place like one or two Sundays a month. All these blind dudes playing the blues, and it was great, like a good harmonica player, real good guitar player, you know, like a hot little band. Very cool.
Was D Madness there?
I don't know if D Madness was in the Hizzy house, but I did go up and say hi to him. I was like, hey, I just want to say I'm blind since birth too, and I, you know, want to give you all some love. You're wonderful.
That's cool.
Yeah. Because I'm a big blues guy. You know, I love like the old blues and things like that. So it's always nice to hear it live and hear it being played by my people, everybody. Yay.
So here's some more highlights.
Okay.
Worth bringing up here.
Yes, Matt Mueling. And guys, how about a big hand for D Madness on the bass? Let him hear you. Because that's all he really can do is hear you, everybody. I'm excited. We have a...
Oh, boy.
So all the blind that jokes come gag. Out. Right? All the blind jokes.
That old joke.
So have you ever been in a room where that happens? Is that, or you've seen that happen? Is that?
Oh, sure. Yeah. People will, you know, because people will try and do a joke and they'll try. It's the funniest thing. It's one of those things where I think familiarity is how that really works, isn't it? For example, there was, you'll remember the story too. There was a rock and roll show across the hall from us in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And one morning they made, and I like we were cordial and stuff, and I knew those guys and stuff, and, you know. One morning he made like a blind joke, and it bothered me so much because like I don't know him. You know, he never took the time to get to really know me or anything like that. And now he's gonna be able to make jokes like that. My friends and family can, you know, sort of don't get that same pass, I don't think. There's a lot that I think familiarity is really part of the thing if you're going to joke like that.
That seems about right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't know the person well, you really shouldn't be.
You shouldn't. Get comfortable and feel them out and see how they play. And then you can do all those gags. Absolutely. But straight away. And, I'm guilty of that, too. I used to do a gag when I'd meet people. And as soon as I'd meet them, I'd do a stupid blind joke. And it puts people off. It makes them uncomfortable. So you can't screw around like that.
So now I'm watching this Kill Tony.
Okay.
To see how many blind jokes can they come up with.
Okay.
Because, you know.
And if they got any new ones.
It's a good, right. It's a goofy show. It's funny to see. Okay, let's see what can they do.
Madness on bass. Yeah. Buddy. D Madness on bass. Yeah. The backbone of the band. Not the eyes, but the backbone of the band. Oh. And
you know,
That one
bothered me a little.
Because I've seen, or here you go.
Oh, here's you got
another,
more?
Yeah, well, yeah, here's another see. One. This is where it's like later in the night, people are having a good time.
Okay, we're a
this
couple happens. Of drinks in
this
now.
This happens.
Oh, no. Somebody's too comfortable.
Brian, what are you going
to
grill?
Yeah, come to my house. I'll do a blind taste test.
Well, okay, we got to bring D Madness
Yeah,
then.
Bring the blind right. guy.
D Madness is there.
Bring the blind guy.
There's no doubt D Madness will tell you which
cheat.
One is Costco and which one is HEB. HEB has famously good meat.
Okay. But when you have the guy yell, bring the blind guy. Like
it sort of brings it all right down, doesn't it? It kind of takes.
I know he's trying to be funny, but.
He is trying to be funny, but it's like, you know, that's. I know him. Look, I'm known on YouTube and Twitter and everything as the blind film critic, but, you know, it's bring the blind guy. I don't know. But that,
well,
yeah,
no, and Tony jumps in and he says his name.
Yes, he does.
Right?
Thank goodness. Yep. Now, that's just me being picky and being a little bitchy, I suppose. But
it's fine. I was just curious.
Yeah. No, that's one of those weird things, though. Bring the blind guy. The blind guy has a name. You know what I mean? It's like, you remember, dude, this used to happen all the time, but like at a restaurant or something like that. And the waiter or waitress would go, and what about him? What is he going to have? And I would be like, you should ask him. He can talk.
That happens a lot.
Happens all the time.
I don't know. Yeah, best way. I don't know, Tommy. What would you like?
Exactly.
No. That's the nicest way of doing
it. It is the nicest way. It's the nicest, most tactful and stuff. And then it's just, you know, me, I used to ask him, oh, geez, you know, way to make somebody feel like 2 feet tall, you know?
You say it yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I shouldn't do that. I don't really do that anymore.
No, you're a nice guy now.
I am. You know, but it's one of these things. I mean, honestly, growing up with this is, you know, I learn new things about it every single day. Still, to this very day, I learn new things as a blind person. You know what I mean? And just how to be and all kinds of things. The learning never stops.
We have a new Patreon.
We do.
This is
Patreon.
We have new ones. Should we big up everybody? It's the, you know, the beginning of the month and stuff. Should we?
I don't have the whole list.
All right. Well, I'm sorry there, Ben Tripp. Well, let's welcome our
40 pages worth of names.
Well, that's true, too. All right.
No, but we just had somebody just sign up.
Okay.
Join the group. Debbie Sanders.
Debbie Sanders, welcome to the family. Thank you so much for being a part of it. It's lovely to have you.
Thanks so much.
Debbie says, showing some support to one of my favorite people ever.
Oh, right back at you, Debbie. Nice? Thank you. Thank you so much. It's great to have you here. Yeah. And now you got access to all that crazy stuff and that baseball video. You can watch it in its entirety. Right?
That's right.
And last week's show, too. You could, I mean, like if you join right now, you could still watch last week's Patreon only show, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, the full hour.
Yeah, it was a full hour, wasn't it? Like 57 minutes or something like that?
Yeah. What did we do? You drew some pictures?
Yeah, I did. I drew a couple of pictures. We did some reacting. Yeah. It was just sort of intimate. Just a way to be, you know.
Playing a game?
Yeah, we did. We played a game with everybody. We all could play. It was the Home and Garden edition. Spring Sounds. It was great fun.
Hey, you sent me this clip of the money from in England. I wanted to pull this up.
Oh, yeah. This is very... I love this. I love this story. So in England, they're making a change to one more piece of currency.
What is that?
It's going to be the 50-pound note. It's very exciting.
The new Bank of England polymer 50-pound note, issued on the 23rd of June, 2021.
Yep,
all of our polymer notes can be checked using the same key security features. This film will run through a number of these features that you can check to ensure notes are genuine. Film.
Opens Friday at a theater near you, by the way.
There's a large see-through window on the note.
Right. Not so much for me.
A clearly defined portrait of the Queen is printed
is
on the
plastic
window
in the dollar bill?
Yeah, it's so a lot of money is like the Canadians have money like this now. There's polymers in it, so you're not supposed to be able to tear it. Yeah, I think the Aussies have this too now. I'm waiting for America to finally catch up and do this, but hey. But here's the cool part. You ready?
Yeah, let's jump to the later part in the video.
Right into the video here.
Under a good quality ultraviolet light, the number 50 appears in bright red and green. While not a security feature, there is a tactile feature to help blind and partially sighted people identify the value of the note. On the front of the note, which is the side with raised print, there are four clusters of raised dots in the top left-hand corner.
See, how cool is that?
The new 50-pound polymer note.
That's very cool.
And the nice thing about the polymer, too, is that the braille really, or the, you know, the raised bits really stand up as they wouldn't on paper. You know, this, they do much better on this. The Canadian bills have markings on them as well. I think the Australians just started to do that too. The Aussies always had different size paper money.
And so it doesn't get crushed.
No.
In your wallet.
No.
Everything else does. How does this not?
I don't know, but it's because it's plastic and it can stand up to it, I guess. I don't, again, I don't, you know, I live here in the States, so I've never had a whole bunch of this currency on me before. But, and the euro too, all that's different size paper, you know, all the euros. But yeah, that, like, I want this. I can't wait to go to England to check this
That's
out.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think so too. And it's going, you know, yeah, no kidding, right?
Well done.
Way to step up. That's all right. Listen, they asked W, the little Bush, back a long time ago. And his response, you know, to change the money to help the blind, he said, why don't they just use a debit card? That was his answer.
Yeah.
That was his.
Is that on video somewhere?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because I heard that piece of sound years ago.
Oh, we have to grab that.
Yeah,
for the future.
I gotta find that because it's a good one.
You got another super chat.
Yes,
super. Superior.
Superfluous.
Chat.
who's on Super Chat?
Ashley.
Ashley's back again.
Ashley, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Tommy, who is your ultimate favorite comedian? I really love Ron White and Dave Chappelle.
Chappelle's great. Ron White's pretty funny, too. Boy, you know, as far as influence on me, it would be Jackie Martling from the Howard Stern Show. Jackie Martling, if you don't know, is like Henny Youngman, in a sense, who was a very old comic who did one-liners. And Jackie is like that, too. Just bang, bang, joke, you know, line, setup. Bang, set up, bang, set up, bang, like that. He'll tell 200 jokes in a night, and you'll remember three if you're lucky. But as far as people just who make me laugh, I mean, yeah, Chappelle's great. I love Patrice. Patrice O'Neill makes me roar with laughter. Pryor was great. Robert Klein in the old days. Old Robert Klein was wonderful. George Carlin, of course. I used to like Cheech and Chong back when I was a kid. My mother actually took away a Cheech and Chong album.
Oh,
yes, she did.
Yeah, not surprised.
No, she wasn't happy. She was like, "What? You can't have this." I said, "Ma, come on, no more." Yeah, but those are some of the guys. I mean, I'm trying to think. You know, like Jimmy Norton, of course. You know, the modern guys. Jim Norton makes me laugh. He's very funny. Voss, of course, Rich Voss.
What'd you think of Bill Hicks?
Ooh, see, now Bill Hicks was somebody I kind of missed. You turned me on to him, and Bill Hicks was great. Bill Hicks, in a lot of ways, is very similar to George Carlin in the fact that, yes, they were funny, but they were also very insightful and made you think about things that you'd not considered. Same with Patrice. You know, these guys all had kind of a different way of looking at the world. You know, and they would sort of turn you onto it through comedy. And I like that. I like that a lot. You know, it made me laugh, but, you know, give me something to think about at the end of the night, too. Wow. You know, like Jackie couldn't do that, right? Jackie Martling could never give me anything. He just sent me home trying to remember the jokes. Whereas, you know, if you went and saw Patrice or Bill Hicks or anybody like that, Carlin, any of those guys, you know, you go home going, boy, you know, maybe this is all left up. Boy, what's the matter with this world? Or, you know, something.
Oh, yeah. Carlin, too. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. You know, education as well as entertainment. You know what I mean? You learn something. Listen to those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So we're done?
I think so.
Jesus, where does the time go, Ben Churchill?
No idea.
I don't know, but it's great fun. Thanks so much for spending your Easter with us. I hope you had a nice time. You know, you left over some jelly beans. Thank you. We'll enjoy those later on.
Ooh, it is a scorcher.
And it is. I know. We got to eat them quick because they'll melt here.
Oh, yeah.
We've been there.
We've been there.
How'd that come back?
I don't know, but thank goodness it did. Thank you so much for being part of it today. I appreciate all the super chats and all y'all on Patreon as well and in the Facebook group, too. And we will do it again, what, next week, right? 167 hours from right now, next Sunday at 8 Eastern and 5 Pacific. Showgram a couple of days in the week as well. So you can find that on TommyEdison.com. And Ben Churchill, next week we'll do it again, right?
Oh, looking forward to it.
10-4, you got it, my friend. Until then.
Okay, so, I think that's about it. I don't think we need any more. Can't do this.